Months after a local man died in Tucson police custody, a federal investigation into the death is underway, and the city's municipal government is now in some turmoil. The story has some graphic detail and may not be appropriate for everyone. From the Fronteras desk in Tucson, KJZZ's Michel Morisco reports.
The police body cam video is disturbing. Carlos Adrian Ingram Lopez, 27, is lying on the ground and he begins to scream. Tucson police say his own grandmother called for help. He was running around shouting and intoxicated. After 12 minutes, he died. An autopsy showed he'd been restrained, a spit hood placed over his head. The autopsy also showed he had an enlarged heart and was high on cocaine when he died. It also reports a significant history of cocaine use. The officers had also placed disposable blankets over his body and over his head. Tucson Police Chief Chris Magnus said Wednesday the officers involved were themselves white and black, and that the death of Ingram Lopez, a Latino man, should not be taken in the context of George Floyd's death at the hands of police in Minnesota or other controversial cases throughout the country in which black men and women have been killed.
It is, however, important to note that there is no indication of malicious intent, nor did any of the officers deploy strikes, use chokeholds, or place a knee on Mr. Ingram Lopez's neck.
But he said the three officers who resigned during an administrative investigation last week failed to handle the incident as they were trained. Then Magnus offered to quit.
But to demonstrate my willingness to take accountability for these mistakes, I am offering my resignation to the mayor, city council, and city manager, which they can accept or handle as they deem appropriate.
The mistakes he referenced were twofold. First, the incident was never reported to the public. Law enforcement agencies typically give at least rudimentary information about a death in custody within a few days. Also, the police department's top officials were briefed but didn't view the body cam footage. Magnus attributed both mistakes to the coronavirus pandemic.
I'll remind you that this incident took place at the start of the most intense period of the COVID-19 pandemic, and I believe the notification process to the public could have been missed, at least in part, due to some of the chaos that was going on during that period.
The FBI is currently investigating the case, and the Pima County Attorney's Office is weighing potential charges against the former officers. Tucson Mayor Regina Romero sought to get out in front of any potential police protests that could occur.
I ask that we engage in civil, constructive, and peaceful dialogue and work together for change.
Tucson City Councilwoman Lane Santa Cruz said in a statement that police acted violently, refused to give Ingram Lopez water, ignored his complaints that he couldn't breathe, and used a plastic blanket over him as a weapon. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, Tucson.
Yesterday, the city of Tucson's government began the process of grappling with several issues involving its police department. Its police chief offered to step down after the death of a Latino man in custody, a case that police took 2 months to finally acknowledge. Joining me to discuss this from the Fronteras desk in Tucson is KJZZ's Michel Morisco. Hi, Michel.
Good morning.
So this case is kind of complicated, right? Because while the officers haven't been accused of any form of murder, as police officers were charged in other states recently, there's still questions about how they managed the arrest. What do we know now?
So, yes, the problems began with how they managed Mr. Ingram Lopez's prone body. He was on the ground. They placed 2 disposable blankets over him. The autopsy showed that at least one of these was intended as some sort of spit hood. And you can see the officers wearing their gloves or nitrile gloves. They placed these over him. The autopsy was very careful to note that he died in the climate of these blankets and the spit hood. They didn't actually make the conclusion that this blanket specifically contributed to his death, just that he was in it when he died. The problems then grew worse for the police department because all of this happened in April, right? The officers resigned June 18th. The city council wasn't notified of any of this until this week. And so there was 2 months there where neither the public nor the city's top leadership knew about this case. And that silence is has proven problematic.
Well, Michel, it's that silence, right, that is at the heart of the city's police chief offering to resign. Has anyone taken him up on that offer?
It's a really good question because I've noticed some very, very careful responses. First, Councilwoman Nikki Lee here in Tucson, she says that she supports the police chief. She doesn't say that he should stay on. She just says that she supports him getting the city through tough times. Councilwoman Lane Santa Cruz, who has been vehement about this case, saying that these officers acted violently against Mr. Ingram Lopez, she has not yet said that she wants him to step down or that she wants to accept his resignation. The mayor yesterday, she was surprised at the police chief's offer. Today's going to be a very busy day for the city attorney, the mayor, and the city council members.
Now, Michel, Chief Chris Magnus was outspoken about the killing of George Floyd, who was, quote, murdered, according to the Minneapolis police chief himself yesterday. What was Magnus' stance on that?
You know, one of the things that he took to Twitter, he also wrote some op-eds about this. A couple of the lines I'll just read really fast off of his Twitter was, you know, "My heart is heavy after learning of the atrocious events that led to the killing of George Floyd. I'm outraged." He expressed this is a disgusting act of violence. So he's been really forceful for some time, like right away after the George Floyd was killed. Our chief down here started speaking about this and was one of the few. He quickly rose in national prominence because of his criticisms of Mr. Floyd's killing. And now this.
So, Michel, what happens with those three now former police officers who were involved in this incident?
So their administrative investigation, this is not a criminal investigation yet, was dropped as soon as they walked out the door, laid down their badge and their gun and left. However, Chief Magnus has already diverted this case over to the Pima County Attorney's Office, who might still file criminal charges, and to the FBI.
All right. Michel, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about two other cases in Arizona right now. One with the Phoenix Police Department, one with the Mesa Police Department. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah. So Nathan Chisler, he was charged yesterday for aggravated assault for the shooting of Randy Sewell, December 6th. That was in Mesa. Then Champena, he's charged with one count of sexual assault, two counts of unlawful sexual conduct. Worth noting, I would say, that both of his victims were from 2018 and 2019. Only now has charges been brought up against Mr. Pena. Mr. Chisler, his incident occurred December 6th. So it seems like there is some, at least, consideration, I would say, by district attorneys throughout the state towards bringing some of these officers to be held accountable for their alleged crimes. And we'll have to see how those play out.
Indeed. All right. That is KJZZ's Michel Marisco from the Fronteras Desk in Tucson. Michel, thank you.
Hey, thank you.